This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 149, and our topic of discussion today is growth and contribution. This topic, to me, is like saying Eminem. That's how much I believe that growth and contribution go together. Before we get started on why it's important for growth and contribution, I first want to see how you're doing today. How are you doing? Are you being intentional with your day? Because you already know, even though people are going to try to tick us off, frustrate us, do silly stuff to get under our skin, we still have to be intentional with our day if we want to make this day work for us. So put a smile on your beautiful face and make this day work for you, baby. Growth and contribution. Now, of course, we know that biologically we all will grow by default. And I'm not talking about that kind of growth. I'm actually talking about intentional personal growth. Building the human capital. Enhancing your quality of life. To contribute your realization of your dreams, your aspirations, to improve your awareness and your identity. That's what I'm talking about when I say growth. Many people associate this with success. I know I do. Because when you're growing, that means you're learning. And when you're learning, that means you failed enough and made some mistakes. And so you can say you have some success under your belt. And for many of us, this is a priority in our lives. I would like to believe if you're listening to Girl to Woman podcast, then 10 times out of 9, growth equates success to you as well. The reason I wanted to talk about growth is because I had to realize this thing called growth really isn't always that freaking easy. And sometimes the journey towards growth is hard to accept. It's hard to embrace because of what we call the uncertainty of it all. Tony Robbins also calls this variety. I like Tony. He has a lot of spice in his talks and things. So I definitely love to quote him. I think he's a very brilliant man. And he talks about the six needs of the human experience. And uncertainty is one of them because most people, as he said, we don't like surprises. Now, we like surprises when we know what's coming. But in reality, for real, we don't like surprises because it's uncertainty. And it builds a certain level of, I don't want that because I am nervous or there's some type of fear behind the change of it. But growth is needed, according to Tony, even though we may not like it. Would you agree? I concur 1,000%. I think when it comes to your growth in life, the parts that we really find hard to accept is having to pull away or losing those friends and those family relationships that we know are not serving us for where we're trying to go and on the level that we're trying to contribute our greatness and aspire to reach our dreams. That's scary and sometimes very hard to embrace. When you're having to be the one to apologize first or walk away when you're so used to being the one who pops off first and ready to fight. That can be hard to embrace because it's almost attacking your ego And we love our ego, right? I got a big ego. That's my little aunt saying, Kanye. Another thing that I don't think we like about uncertainty, the whole thing behind it is having to leave your unproductive environments because you're so comfortable in them. I think this is something that has been since the dawning of time. As you know, or if you don't know, if this is your first podcast listening, I am a Christ believer, so I read the Bible, and you can see stories like this all throughout the Bible. Before Abraham could get blessed, he had to leave the land of his people. God couldn't truly use him the way he needed him to until he got off around what was familiar to him. David had to do the same thing. Moses had to do the same thing. But when they came back, they contributed to their people in such a great and magnificent way. The variety, the uncertainty of growth is never really easy or fun all the time. But it is equated to the success and the way you will be able to contribute in the long run the way that you want to. When it comes to those six needs that I mentioned to you that Tony Robbins talks about, he says the six needs are certainty, comfort, which is true, uncertainty, variety, significance, love and connection, and then growth and contribution went together. So according to Tony, there's some form of significance that we need. We all want to be on a certain level of recognition. Everyone's level will be different. Not everybody is trying to have, you know, Platinum Plus Air Force One presidential significance. Not everybody wants that. Someone may just want to be significant in their family and to their community. And that is a certain level of presidential status for them. But the point is, in order for you to be significant, you have to do something in order to get the recognition. And in my opinion, you can't really get to that level of significance without some form of growth so that you can contribute in a significant way. So even though you may not like that whole uncertainty part of growth, because I'm with you, when it was time for me to go off to college, I was uncertain about it. I was excited, but there were nerves in me that said, I don't know. I've never just left my family. And now I have to go be roommates with a girl I don't even know who's an animation major who likes Pokemon. No diss to the Pokemon lovers, but that was just kind of different for me. And so there was uncertainty. But when I got to know Melanie, she was cool as all get out. She introduced me to all type of Japanese anime and just the whole Japanese culture. And I'm sitting right in Savannah, Georgia, learning about Japan. And so growth is necessary, is all I'm saying. It may not be something that you're comfortable with, but it's a part of your strengthening process. And see, the beautiful thing about once you're able to get off from around that unproductive environment, where maybe where you come from, maybe where you were raised, once you're willing to stretch yourself and strengthen yourself to be the person that you aspire to be, most of us are going to come back to where we came from, are going to contribute in a very significant way from where we started. And that's what's needed, especially those of us who were raised in underserved communities, inner cities, that don't normally get the support that they need. So in the great words of Sean Jay-Z Carter, I can't help the poor if I'm one of them. So you must be willing to go out and grow so you can come back and make your contribution. You can't have one M without the other. It's like you can't have Mike without Ike. So start your journey. Learn to embrace the uncertainty and enjoy the ride as you experience it. It's time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to anijohnson.com/S49 and leave your thoughts there. Or you can hit me up on facebook.com/AniKJ420. This is our season of healing and happiness, and we have to support each other through our growth process so that we can contribute on the levels that we desire to. Until we talk again, know that you are awesome even on your worst day. And please share this podcast with one of your friends today. If you're listening to me on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, feel free to leave me a review. I want to know how I can better serve you. I love you guys. I'm out of here.